I was invited to Alice Springs by the community to come and listen to what they had to say and what some of the solutions might be to those complex issues that are in place up here. I've spoken to about 10 organisations, visited a couple of town camps, spoken to a couple of dozen people, met with the mayor and the CEO of the Alice Springs Town Council. And what these people have told me is, firstly, there's some real progress being made in Alice Springs, and I can certainly confirm that's my observation, particularly out in the town camps, that there's new houses being built, old houses being refurbished, and even things like wheelie bins outside houses now instead of 44-gallon drums. There's also other improvements happening. Birth weights for kids in Alice Springs is almost at the national standard. It's probably half the target we're trying to meet in Northern Territory more generally, and I think you've got to put that down to some of the efforts of organisations like Congress, the Big Health Service here, and the Alucra Birthing Centre. And I've also mentioned the town improvement in town camps, but there's a sense, I think, one of the important building blocks to change what's happening here in Alice Springs is the focus on youth and on maternal and child health. At that level, you know, development of kids from years one, when they're 1 year old, to three, preschool from there on into when they start primary school, and then a concentration on those kids going into primary school and attending school at a fairly high rate. And I think they're very important building blocks that's going to change what's happening here in Alice Springs, because I think it's that time frame that we're looking at changing the whole nature of things. When you look at some of the figures I've been provided here about the disparity between disposable income of Aboriginal people compared to non-Aboriginal people, it's a massive gap. It would be one of the most unequal towns in Australia. So we know what inequality, it's not good for anyone, even the people earning lots of money compared to low-income earners. It's not good. So the inequality in Alice Springs is substantial. Alcohol misuse was raised just about every meeting I had, and I think it's a real issue that needs to be addressed here. And I'll be calling for a legislated floor price for particularly things like wine. I'm a bit aghast to hear that, you know, a few months ago you could buy a bottle of red wine here for under $2, cheaper than a can of Coke. You know, I think we've got to work out how to sell standard drinks at a rate that's a bit higher than what people buy alcohol for in this town. That's supported by the fact that Central Australia has the highest alcohol-related rate of premature deaths in the country, far higher than anywhere else. And it's killing Aboriginal people, non-Aboriginal people around the country, but the rate in Central Australia is extreme. For instance, each person in Alice Springs in the Northern Territory drinks at least 400 more standard drinks a day than the national average. So, you know, a year. I mean, not a day. The Australia rate that we've been told is something like 770 standard drinks per person per year. In the Northern Territory, it's something like 1,170. So you can't escape the fact that alcohol is a big factor in what's happening in Alice Springs. And I think it starts there. You know, like there's something that can have immediate effect. It doesn't cost 1 cent to implement and can be done tomorrow if the government had a political will to do that. So I'm like I say, I'm adding my call to the voices that have been asking for this in Alice Springs and being able to sell wine for less than $1 a standard drink is not helping anyone, black or white. On the issue of public safety, it's a human right to be safe and secure. And the spike we're seeing in some of the violence and break-ins, everyone in this town, black or white, town campers, permanent people, transitory people, have a right to be safe and secure. And I think I've been told that there's 20 extra police being deployed down to Alice Springs recently. There's a youth hub that's been opened up over away from the city. I think there are things happening at the moment, but we can't forever start thinking about derailing this plan to change Alice Springs that's happening at the moment, the transformation plan. It's happening. It's got to keep going. It can't allow these spikes in what we experience at the moment to derail that, because in Aboriginal affairs we've had too much of going back to day ones of new plans, and I think we've got to persevere. Government's got to persevere with the transformation plan. The investment's got to continue. I'm told about $150 million being invested in the town camps to transform them. That's got to continue. The effort out near the airport with the hostel for people coming in there can stay for 2 weeks is very important, that that's supported. And I think it's really important to just put the point that there are some things we can do immediately, like alcohol, like concentrating on the child health stuff. It's going to be pretty important, but we've got to continue with the plan that we've got in place at the moment. That's not saying we continue with things that don't work. We should be always evaluating plans as they go. If things aren't working, we should change them. But at the moment, I've seen some really positive changes in the community out there in those town camps. I can't leave Alice Springs without mentioning racism. It was raised in a town meeting a couple of weeks ago. The mayor admitted that that there's an issue here. It was raised in every meeting that I went to. And I really think it would be a real issue if these things degenerated down to a pure black and white issue. It's something that I think Alice Springs have got to avoid at all costs. But I think the solutions to that lie here. You don't need people like myself or anyone else coming to Alice Springs to tell people what to do. I'm sure we can be a catalyst for discussion, but I think it's important that the solutions are found here in Alice Springs for that. And the first step in finding solutions is confronting it as an issue and conceding that there is an issue to be had. Because I think there's strong leaders. I met people, I met the mayor, I met the staff at the council, I met Tangentyere, I met the Land Council's Congress. People representing town campers, and there is strong leadership here, and I think the part that's important with that is that governments listen to that strong leadership and engage in a way that's going to be providing benefit to the community. So I think, again, the answers to a lot of the problems lie here with this community, and it's got to be solutions for both Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people, for people who come here every now and then, for people who live permanently in town camps, and for people who just come from Alice Springs, the traditional owners. And I think there's a transparency and a willingness amongst the Aboriginal groups I spoke to actually start working together. So I think from the Land Council to the Health Services to Tangentyere to the Youth Services, I think they want to work together. I think in places like Alice Springs, there's always hope or concern that they can be a bit more coordinated. I think that's certainly the case here. And I think it's critical, that support is going to be totally critical for the future of Alice Springs. People, when I say the solutions lie here, the solutions to Indigenous issues lie within the Indigenous community. And they've got to be asked and engaged properly to make those solutions come to the fore.